All right, Bobby. Once again, we're talking about the Rock Creek area, South Hills, which is an area where there's a pretty good size amount of homes in that area, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll be checking in with you later, all right? Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have been reissued that report, and once again, we will pass that information on as we get more information. Stand by. We're going to be talking with the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. I almost called you the Sheriff's Department. I don't know why I did that, though. Anyway, let's get over here, and let's talk with Cheryl. And She roared in here, and I said, you know, I am right now trying to figure out what's going on in the South Hills area. So you're seeing live radio happen at the at its finest or its worst.
Paul's
I don't know what this is.
Paul's a little flustered right now for all the listeners.
I love it. I'm telling you what. Anyway, well, I'll tell you what. Let's switch gears here and start talking about. I didn't even get a chance to go live on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook people. The lady that told us last week that she loves watching us because she gets to see behind the scenes. You're gonna have to watch next week. I'm sorry. I don't have my Facebook up here. I'm in what's going on everywhere in the world mode. Okay, start with the why. Why is today? Why isn't today Saturday when I'm in bed? That's what I want to know.
Come on, tell the truth. Even on a Saturday, you would still be out.
I'd be out here. I know I would be. Yes, yeah. We'd be sending this out. This is true.
Exactly. So last week we talked about thinking inside the box. And when you start with the why, it's based on a book by Simon Sinek, which is titled Start With The Why. And it's all about, he introduces the golden circle. So if you think of a bullseye circle,
right,
and the very center is the why, and it's really thinking and communicating from the inside out. So the why is the belief or the purpose behind what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If your employees do not know why the business exists, there is a problem.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Why are you here? Well, yeah. I'm here for a paycheck. No, that's not the right answer.
Exactly. I mean, it's more than just business level, because even on an individual level, you need to know what your why is, what motivates you, what gets you up.
Right.
You know, and moving forward. And so the important thing for leaders is you need to become that broken record. You need to be constantly reiterating to all of your staff what the why is, because when you have buy-in, then they're more apt to perform well.
Right. I gotcha.
So then the next circle from the center out is the how. These are the actions taken to realize the why. And a lot of your great big companies like Apple, for example, they have your why person, which is your visionary.
Right.
But they also have a how person, which is your realistic, usually your person who does the strategic planning and, you know, and keeps and builds the processes and procedures.
Right.
You
okay.
have to have the two in tandem, because
that would make sense. Yes.
You know, and so your really successful companies will have both the visionary and the realistic, the how person.
Right.
And it's okay to be a how person.
Right.
Because they're needed and they're very valuable. But the how person understands the why just as much as the visionary person does.
Right. Okay.
And then
so
the last circle
is what? What are you doing?
Is the what. That's the outcome. That's the product, the service, or the job function. And so if you're going to work just to collect the paycheck, you're really only at the what level.
No, that's, yeah. And you're right. You need to be the other levels as
well.
You
need to be at the other levels. And so great leaders inspire action. This is achieved by communicating the why, the purpose behind what they are doing, and why companies and people do what they do makes for a stronger company and stronger economies. Definitely go to the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com for more information about this topic and how it works not only in your personal individual life, but in your business life as well.
Tacos, get your tacos.
It's your tacos. We've got Taco Fest starting today in Jerome at ICCU Park at 4 p.m. from 4 to 9. All sorts of food vendors, music, and then, of course, the event kicks off again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. as well. Don't forget tomorrow as well to stop by North Canyon Medical with your family
okay.
for the community open house.
That is going on too, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it's
going
to go on.
We went for the ribbon cutting.
We did.
And then
the open house will go from 11 to 1. Take your kiddos for the pediatrician side. They're going to put handprints on the walls.
Oh, hey, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get my grandkids do that already. So
well, they're already trained.
They're primed for that, yes. Awards banquet coming up October 2nd. Get your tickets now, right?
Now, you skipped over the most important part.
What did I miss?
The business of the week.
Oh, business. Well, I was going to get to it later. You want to do it now?
I want to do it now.
Okay. Business of the week. We got bankers involved here.
We do. We want to congratulate U.S. Bank here on South Lincoln in Jerome. They're a great asset to the community.
Okay.
And, you know, if you haven't seen their picture up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go find it and like it and comment and share. But they are definitely a great asset to us.
All right. And so U.S. Bank, say hi and... they can take care of your needs money-wise. I need some money. Maybe I need to stop buying that. They're giving away free money.
They don't give it away for free, Paul. It doesn't work that way.
I was hoping they would. All right. Chamber, you know, we are working busy out there to put together the Chamber Awards Banquet. Now, this has moved. This was set for earlier
six months ago.
Yeah.
It was in March.
Now we're all trying to figure out who we voted for to win the awards. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually have a social media post to help remind people who the nominees were for Business of the Year and our Nonprofit of the Year. We're going to be giving out awards for the outgoing Chamber Board of Directors. We've got our Ambassador of the Year award. All sorts of great things. It's also, we've combined Holiday Fest this year, so it's also an auction and fundraiser for the Chamber. So we've got some great prizes this year for sports fanatics. We've got a Broncos thing. We've got a Seahawks thing. We've got trips. So you want to get your tickets because the tickets will stop being sold on Monday the 28th. Mm. And once again, this event, it will be held on Friday, October 2nd. We've got Washington Federal is our event sponsor. And we've got Honorable Judge Roger Burdick is coming down to be the EMC.
Awesome.
So all sorts of great things going on.
Okay, so once again, and that is October 2nd, but get your tickets by... well, you've got a week.
You've got a week.
Next week, the 21st to the 25th, and then Monday the 28th is the last day.
Yep.
So, okay, well, how do we get a hold of Cheryl?
208-324-2711.
All right. Yes, you were going to say
something. I didn't forget the phone number today.
She didn't forget. I'm so proud. All right, news time coming up next. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Like